All right, time for a brand new segment called It Just Happened Off Air. And you know what? It shouldn't belong on there, but we're going to try this new segment out. This is ridiculous, Joe. What? We're sitting here. He's talking about his hair and him hanging out with where he goes to get his hair cut. And the girl's telling him that they can't believe he's going to cut his hair off.
Because they did say that.
Next week, he's going to cut it off for St. Baldrick's. For anyone out there that has not seen Joe's Viking haircut, it's absolutely awful. I've been ecstatic since he said he's going to cut this hair off. But what he's sitting here telling me is this. And Joe, he's sitting here eating his Lunchables. He's like, you know me, man. I told the girls. He's talking about the girls cutting his hair. He's like, you know me, man. I told him. He's like, yeah, you know, I get bored with it. Plus, so many people have this haircut. It's time for a change.
It is. I'm done with it now.
Have you seen anyone, Dana, with Joe's haircut? Because I told Joe, I go, really? All the people that have that haircut? I said, I have never seen anyone with your haircut. He's like, oh, come on now, bro. Really?
We work with a guy who's got it.
No, what? It's not like that.
Yeah, he just cut his hair like that because mine looks like it.
He shaves the sides and he's growing it out. You have a mohawk. It's a Joe hawk. You think it's a warrior cut, but it's time to go.
Let's be honest. It's a warrior cut.
Dana?
If I had warrior like blood in me and I was like a tough person, this
oh, you mean like if you had me. Muscles and yeah. stuff and you worked out and you were fit?
Like a real tough fella.
Yeah, and you walked around with like a sheath?
Yes.
Or your kukri that you love so much?
Yes. My kukri and a sheath.
Hey, Arnold, have you heard about that new movie called Jonan the Barbarian?
I could never have a haircut like this when I was doing acting, Craig.
Dana, how many people have you seen with Joe's haircut? Truth.
In the States, zero.
Don't you dare say that again, Dana.
What about in the city? What about in the city?
Zero.
Yes. Oh, that's
now,
ridiculous.
Now, if you ask me how many I saw in Mexico, a lot.
And we talked about this before. This is funny. How many did you see down in Mexico when you went on vacation?
At least five. On an island. A tiny, like, 3 mile island.
I just want you to think, and Dana, because you just went to Mexico, I haven't been in a long time. How much further back in time are they? Like, are they living in, like, is it 90?
Oh, come on now.
Is it 95? Is it 2003? Because you know they're behind the times.
They have running water and toilets that work. They're fine.
Yeah, but they're not as current as we are with fashion and with trends here in Sacramento or California.
No, it's island life. You don't gotta wear, you know, Gucci.
So how far back in time do you, like, what year is it you think they're living fashion-wise?
2015?
Yeah.
No, come on.
Yeah, they're like a year behind us. No, I mean, they're
way.
Real stylish there.
They're running around in their Junko jeans and they're
there's no Junko jeans there.
Insane clown posse.
You're ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
They're high on the times down there. And people around here, what happened was it took it a while to catch on because it takes folks a minute to grow it.
Yeah,
you
got to
really get behind it.
Yeah, a lot of people want to start the trim, but man, they got to really lean into it and commit.
Yeah, now you'll see it. You go to the Targets, you'll see it there. You'll see it at a Walgreens.
To Target.
There. Yep, wow. Kids are showing
you
up.
You know, Joe does live in this little haven of Joe area because every time we go to Roseville, they not only know Joe, but like every drive-through diva we've done there, people guess the songs and win. Like there's something weird about Roseville.
You know what we need to do? We need to call it Joe'sville.
Yeah. It is Joe'sville. And I bet you, in Joe's little land of Joe'sville, there are all these people that have his haircut.
Yeah, your little clan and your little zip code.
All it is just early signs of my mayoralship for Roseville.
Mayoralship. Something else that happened off air we got to share on this new segment. Danny, you remember the other day? It was last week, I think. We're sitting around, we're talking about that movie.
Are you going to out me?
No, I'm not outing you.
Okay.
No, this is still outing Joe.
Well, I appreciate this. Thank you, guys.
We're talking about that movie, Extract. Joe's like, man, you really got to see it. And what Joe finds
out. That's the Jason Bateman one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Funny movie with Mila Kunis. He's like, hey, bro. He goes, man, have you seen on Netflix, dude? It's trending. That movie's trending. And he said it's because I talked about it on the river. Do you remember that, Dana? Joe actually thought he shaped the way that Netflix movies trended because he mentioned it here on the river.
I did.
You're so maniacal in your thinking. You're a trendsetter. And whenever you say something on the air about watch a movie, it actually trends nationally.
Well, I don't think that I'm a trendsetter with anything more than movies and haircuts, but yes, with those two things.
Hey, guys, remember I told you to watch that movie Extract? You see on Netflix, it's trending. I think I did that.
Where'd that come from?
Oh, man.
It trended before you watched it. That's why you watched it. It showed up in your player.
There's no way to know that.
Oh, man. God.
What other trend? Hey, The Robe. the robe, yeah. Man. How come we haven't seen that go all viral?
You haven't seen folks walking around with robes on.
At the workplace.
Yeah. There are listeners who really, really, really want the robe.
Yeah. Hey, maybe we should make some 93.7 River or Dog and Joe Show robes.
I would like to. There's construction guys all over the city that would wear a robe while doing their work.
I'd love to see the construction guys doing it.
Can you imagine? They're up there hoofing it with a robe on.
Speaking of Mexico, I kid you not, they do construction in flip-flops.
I believe that.
I believe that.
It's amazing.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, but when they take break, do they ever put on Netflix and watch Extract?
I think they do.
It's made its way down there. It's trending there now.
It's in Mexico.
Whoa! Yeah. There's Rush.
It's the river.